Hello, TV writers. Just a quick word before we start to let you know my online course, How to Write a Sitcom, is on sale for only $29. That's less than a week's worth of lattes. And so many of you have expressed interest that I'm keeping this sale going until I come back from my hiatus in October. In this class, I take you through the steps I've been teaching at university for years. You'll have videos and worksheets that'll guide you in organizing your ideas. And you'll have as long as you need to work through this class. It's completely self-paced. Sign up now by clicking on the links in my show notes or by heading to my Thinkific website, writetv.thinkific.com or writingtv.info. And now, an episode of our podcast. Hello, TV writers, and welcome to the very first, I mean very first, podcast writing party. Hi, everybody. This is your host, Tom Bray, and I'm playing this kind of game show music because in reality, what we're doing is kind of like a game show. We're doing a podcast writing party, which is, you know, something brand new that I've never really tried before, but I'm very excited about it because I think it has a lot of potential and it could be really, really fun. Now, you may be wondering, first of all, just what on earth is a writing party to begin with? And so we might as well start there because then it'll make sense what a virtual writing party is. So a writing party is something that I've been doing in my university classes for a while, and it's not something that's that unusual. A lot of people do it informally, or they've come to do it just as a matter of habit with friends who are writers. A writing party is where you basically get together, either virtually. There can be YouTube writing parties, for example. So either virtually or in person in the same room. And you're basically there to just write on your own projects. And there's, you know, there's no discussion. There's really nothing. And there's some words of encouragement maybe to get you going. And then you're kind of on your own. And often it's done with a timer. So you would set a timer for, you know, anywhere from 5 to 20 to 30 minutes. And just uninterrupted, you write in that kind of spurt of writing. And then you, when the timer goes off, you take a break, you socialize a little bit, you go, you have a cracker, you have a drink, and then you set the timer and you go again. And the idea really is that, you know, writing is a solitary pursuit. It's an art form where you're often just by yourself in a room writing. And sometimes you just need to know that there's a human connection of, you know, people who share your interests, and just being in their proximity just helps you focus and get some work done. Now, I've done these in my university classes, my Zoom classes, where a large part of the class is like a workshop where we will have a writing party. And I will just set a screen timer for 20 minutes and people just work on their projects. And it really helps to focus, and it just helps to know that there are other people around. I've done them online on Twitch, and people really like them. They come to work on their own projects, and sometimes at the beginning in the chat, we'll just ask for comments about what it is you'll be working on tonight. And then we go from there, and we just set the timer, and when it rings, we set it again, and when it rings, we set it again. Until we're done. Maybe we'll do it for an hour. Maybe we'll do it for, 10 minutes, whatever it is. So the idea occurred to me while I'm doing these podcasts for you on television writing that it might be really cool if we tried this virtual podcast writing party. Now, it's a little unusual because, you know, you're listening to this and what in the educational world, and you probably know this because of the pandemic, a lot of things have been moved online. So you know this term, asynchronous, which means everybody can do it at a different time. So it's not that we're really all gathered together at the same time. That's an illusion. We're really not. You and I are gathered at the same time. This is kind of like a time machine. I'm speaking to you from the past. So we're gathered together at the same time when you listen to this, but everybody else who listens is not gathered together at the same time, but at least you and I are. And it's kind of like, you know, the thing where you go outside and you look at the moon. And have you ever thought to yourself, gee, there's somebody on the other side of the world who sees that same moon. And we have that in common as this moon up in the sky that we may be looking at right now. Or maybe you're missing somebody and you say to them, you know, look up at the moon at 9 o'clock and I'll be looking too. And it's just a way to bring you closer together in this kind of strange way where the moon is your connector. Well, why not this podcast and my voice being the connector? So what we're going to do is we're going to start today by working off of the homework that I asked you to do in the prologue episode of the podcast, all the way back to the beginning, where I asked you to be thinking of the kind of TV that you like to watch. What kind of shows do you like to watch? And then in episode 001, which is the first official episode of the podcast, we talked a little bit about the series premise logline. And so today in this virtual, you know, podcast writing party, I'm going to have you work on writing your own series premise loglines. Now, I have to tell you that if you're the kind of person who listens to podcasts on the go, like you're jogging or you're in your car, this may not be the writing party podcast that I do, which will be interspersed with the normal kind of lecture podcast, might not be the best thing to do while you're engaged in another activity. These will work best if you are home or if you're in a place where you can sit down, where you can access your computer at the same time so that you can write, and also so that you could go to my website and see some of the prompts that I have put up for you. I will, in fact, post some pictures and things like that from time to time. In fact, tonight there'll be a prompt that's based around a picture. And so it might be best to skip these. So if you see a title that's a writing party and you're kind of on the go, unless you're just interested and want to listen, it's really going to be of greater benefit to you once you're in a place where you can really concentrate and get some writing done. So I just want to preface tonight's writing party with that little bit of information, just so you're not frustrated if you're, you know, in your car and it's like, well, how am I going to write when I'm in my car? Now, the first thing I need to tell you is that there's a blog post on my website, which is howtowritetv.com. And there you'll see the episodes of the podcast. I mean, you may listen on Apple Podcast or Google or Spotify, but if you go to the website, then you're going to be able to access the materials, the supplemental materials that I have for you for tonight. And the blog post will be about writing party number one, and there'll be a picture there that I'm going to reference in a moment that we'll use as an exercise. But first of all, I want you to just take a second, and I want you to think of the TV shows that you like to write. Now, you may have jotted these down, but I want you to think about them in your head right now, the kinds of TV that you like to watch, because I want you to remember that. What genre is that TV show that you like to watch? Is it a science fiction show? Is it a mystery? Is it a doctor show? Is it a lawyer show? Think about that for a second. Or is it a sitcom, for example? Think about that for a second, because if that's what really floats your boat, then as you begin to create your own television show, you may want to do something that's in that area because you're already excited about it. Now, you may come in already to this process with an idea that you have, and you can work these steps with a pre-existing idea. There's no reason you can't, but I'm assuming that for a large majority of you, you don't even have an idea to start with. You just know that you want to write TV, but you're not quite sure how to go about it. So we're going to start from the very beginning and assume that you don't have any ideas specifically for what you want to do. So in episode 001, we talked about what made a good series premise logline. So let's review that. Remember, we said that a good series premise logline, which is like the logline for the original Star Trek, Wagon Train in Space, which is the short version. The longer version would be logline for original Star Trek series premise is: these are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise, whose five-year mission is to seek out strange new worlds and new civilizations and boldly go where no one has gone before, or in the original series, no man has gone before. And that's a very concise series premise logline. It tells you really everything you need to know to get going with that show. So that's the first thing that's important, is that it's a concise, easy to remember. You could kind of remember the high points of that. And it raises the curiosity of the listener that you're pitching to, because they'd want to know some more information and they would ask questions. And that makes a good series premise logline. And then the last thing it does for you is that it helps you. It helps you know if your idea is too general for a show. And, you know, we gave that example in episode 001. I encourage you to listen to that. Sometimes by writing series premise loglines, you can discover that there's really not enough information in this logline to really get anybody going, as to be interested in what it's too broad. So you have to provide a little bit more information. And you'll be able to see that in a series premise logline. I gave the example in the first podcast episode of a series premise logline, and it would be, you know, this is the story of a little boy growing up. Well, so what? I mean, there's just not enough information. But if you added, this is a story of a little boy growing up who had magic powers, well, now you're on the road. And if you added, this is a story of a little boy growing up whose magic powers were he could turn himself invisible, now you've really got something that is of interest and would excite a listener to ask other questions. Okay, so if you go to howtowritetv.com and find the blog post that says writing party number one, then what you will see is that I posted a picture. And this picture is a kind of an aerial view. It's like up, the camera is up high on the ceiling. And it's in an office, and you can see the carpet on the floor, and you can see a kind of a long table, and there's blueprints and a hard hat on the table, and there's a couple of guys on one side of the table, you know, in kind of casual business, and a woman on the other side of the table, and they're in like swivel chairs, and they're all knuckled down looking at blueprints. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to choose either a detective show, a medical drama, a science fiction show, a situation comedy, a lawyer show, a fantasy show with like vampires. And I want you to practice with this image. And we're going to have like a pretend session here where I'm going to just set the timer for a couple of minutes just to give you the feeling of what a writing party is. And I want you to just work this problem. I want you to write a series premise logline based on that picture. And that's kind of like a warm-up for you. So let's just take a couple of minutes to do that. I'll mess with the timer here, and we'll just take a couple of minutes, and I'll actually let the minutes go by. You'll hear ticking here. And then when you hear the bell, we're done, and we'll move on to then the next step in this exercise. Now, I know this is a little weird because this is recorded. And if the ticking annoys you, you can, you know, turn it down. But let's just try this and let's see how it works. So here we go. We're going to start with you coming up with a series premise logline for the show for the picture that's posted on the website. So let's give it a go. about one more minute. All right. If that's not enough time for you to have done the exercise, then just pause this podcast right now and finish up what you're writing. Go ahead. I will wait. So pause it right now. Okay. If you're continuing on, it means that you've done this exercise. And now I would like you to continue with it. If you have some time, you're going to pause when I say pause this podcast, rather than having me just put a ticker on for, you know, a timer on for dead air here. You're going to pause the podcast and set your own timer for, I don't know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And I want you to do this with that picture that you created your series premise logline with. I want you to now try to change the show parameters. So you either chose a detective show, a medical drama, a high concept, science fiction, a situation comedy, a lawyer show, a fantasy show like with vampires. You chose one of those when you wrote your first one. Now I want you to try another one, or one or two or three or all of them that are listed in that blog post that I just mentioned, and see if you can come up with different spins on the series premise logline based upon this picture and upon the genre that is specific to the kind of show that you would write. So we're going to pause a little bit. That means you're going to pause a little bit and go ahead and do this work. And when you're done, continue the podcast and we'll go on from there. So let me give you a little incentive to go. So pause and go. Good. We're back. That means that you've done that exercise. And that's a good thing, because now that you've practiced this image, we can go on to write the series premise logline for your original show. Now, if it helps you to find an image for yourself for the series premise logline you want to write based upon your own idea, do it. If you don't care about a picture, then you don't have to. If you come in with an idea already, it might help you to find a picture that fits that idea. However you do it, just make sure that you do it, because the practicing of this, the actual getting words down on paper as a series premise, is a really powerful thing. So right now, I'm going to laughing trombone our way into a pause, and I'm going to ask you to set your own timer for like 10 minutes or so, and I want you to play around with writing your own series premise logline. So pause the podcast right here and get to work. Very good. Excellent. If you've done this work, you've spent about, 15, 20 minutes. You've practiced log lines. You've practiced your own log line. So, I mean, I really applaud you. Here it is. There's the applause. Everybody needs applause. And you've made the first step. You have looked at creating a series premise logline. Now, it may be rough and you may not know very much yet about your show or about what it is you'd want to, who the characters are. That's the next step. We will get into that in our next podcast. Right now, just know that you have the beginnings of things, and it live with this for a while. Change it, tinker with it. It may not be perfect right now, and it's okay. It's okay to be alive instead of perfect. And it's also okay to write junk. There was a really great poet who is an Oregon poet who really inspires me. His name is William Stafford. And his advice to his students was, don't get writer's block, lower your standards and keep going. And that's my advice to my students. So with a tip of my head to William Stafford, whenever you think you can't write, whenever you hit a block, just lower your standards and keep going. That's what I do. So, you know, who cares if it's junk? Nobody's going to see it but you at this point. You have lots of time to polish things and to get them perfect. So right now, be alive instead of perfect. So that's this is the basics of a writing party. I'm going to take you through every time we do this, and we'll do it periodically. I'm going to take you through some exercises, and there will be a blog post that will accompany this on my website, howtowritetv.com, and that will help you get going in the actual writing. And then we'll do some podcast lectures in between that'll give you the concepts. And so as you follow along the way, you can begin generating, the first kind of movement towards writing your own stuff, your own TV. Now, I want to encourage you to leave me a message if you have a question. You can either use the contact form on my website, howtowritetv.com, or there's a little button on the side of the page that allows you to leave a voice message. So you can go ahead and do that, too. If you haven't already, there's a link on my website for signing up for my email list, which will give you a free ebook that I've written for you about the general structure of television that I think you'll find helpful and will begin to help you think about things. All right. I think we've done our first virtual podcast writing party, which is a very strange concept, but I think it may be helpful. I'd like to hear from you, though. Please drop me a comment on the website, howtowritetelevision.com, and let me know what you think. By the way, the correct website is howtowritetv.com, howtowritetv.com. So I hope you'll join me there. Send me a voice message if you have any questions, and I look forward to seeing you next time with our very next podcast and our next topic in How to Write TV. Until then, this is Tom Bray saying, keep writing.